Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. In a world filled with chaos and evil practices, where should we turn? Deuteronomy instructs us to be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Scripture teaches us to turn to the Lord. Pastor Joel shares this truth in today's message entitled, Turn to the Lord.
Our sermon today is called, Turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. And there's a well-known phrase in society which says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I don't know if you've all ever heard that, but I've heard it growing up, and I've heard it, and I've heard it on different broadcasts. That's something that we hear quite a bit in the world and in our lives, actually. But nowhere is that term more applicable than in the state of man in our society, our nation, and throughout the world. The more things change, it seems, the more they stay the same. Think about it for a minute. Mankind has made numerous technological advances, medical breakthroughs down through the centuries. Am I right? Mm-hmm. All right. And man has ventured out into outer space. Man has walked on the moon. Man has even designed robots and programmed them. And now the robots have taken the place of man. Okay, so they've done, one robot will do the work of several men, okay, at one time. So there has been much change in the world through thousands of years. I think we can all agree on that. But what has not changed in all this time, one thing that hasn't changed for the better, and that is the wickedness of man. That has not changed. Matter of fact, last I checked, I think it was getting worse, okay? Back in the days of Noah, when God said every thought in man's heart was evil, they didn't have the capability of being evil as we are today. They didn't have the internet. I don't think they had pornography. Mm-hmm. I don't think they had, I know Las Vegas wasn't around. They didn't have Sin City. Nowadays, we've grown in our wickedness, okay? It seems with all the success, all the breakthroughs regarding progress amongst the human race, when it comes down to holiness, you could say that the human race is out of place. The human race is out of place when it comes to holiness. The human race seems to be losing the race, as a matter of fact. And as a result, mankind across the globe, this is what's happening, mankind across the globe are in a dilemma. We find ourselves in a corner now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We find ourselves in a corner, and guess what? We don't like it there.
Amen.
We want out. We want out of that corner. Have you ever mopped a house and you just mopped yourself right into a corner? You don't even realize how you got there. Before you know it, you can't move because of the floor is wet. We got a wet floor, y'all. We've mopped ourselves into a corner, not because we're trying to clean up, but because we keep messing up. Mm-hmm. Now we're in a corner, okay? Right now. And it's just about 1 month into this shelter in place and this social distancing order. People are crying, let us out!
Let us out.
We can't take it anymore. We're just, you know, I want to breathe the air without a mask on. I want to just sit down at the beach. I want to go to a ball game. I want to go to a concert. Mm-hmm. We're saying I want
stir
things.
Crazy.
Pastor Annalisa said we're going stir crazy.
Not me.
Not you?
No, not me.
Okay.
You. They're saying they're going
to. Anybody just going crazy? No stirring about it. But let me just say this. What we're saying is, I want things to be normal again. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? But here's the question, saints and friends, those of you who may not be saints, you're included. This is for everybody. Here's the thing. What is normal? Many of us don't even know that things have never really been normal. Listen to me now. Not since man became separated from God have we seen any normality in our
Amen.
Lives.
Amen.
Check your Bibles. Ever since we separated from God, Adam and Eve, normalcy went out the window. We just don't realize it, see? What we've become accustomed to, what we've become accustomed to is a false sense of normality. It's a false sense of normality and comfort. We become comfortable in our skin. We become comfortable in our sin. You see what I mean? And ain't nothing normal about that when it comes to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And matter of fact, that's abnormal. See, we don't want to hear that, but it's true. It's a false sense of security. We thought we had some security, then why is all this happening? We can blame it on China. We can blame it on Wuhan. We can blame it on somebody else's hand. But the point is, there is no security apart from Jesus Christ. See, there is no normality apart from what God deems to be normal.
Amen.
Huh? And God has a way of saying, as I said before, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. If you open the door, I'll come in and dine with you. Doesn't he say that in Revelation 3:20? He says, I'm knocking. So we don't answer the door. He doesn't kick it in. He just knocks harder.
Gentleman. He's a gentleman.
And if you don't hear that, he might let a plague come through the neighborhood and say, can you hear me now? See, God is our, he's our security, and we don't even realize it because we're so complacent about being normal, okay? See, that's what happens. We get a false sense of security. Our pleasure seeking, our lusts, our greed, our thirst for power have caused man to paint himself into a corner. You see what I'm saying? I hope you all see this. Where can you go? God is asking, where can you go? To whom can you turn? I'll give you one answer. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We've got to turn to the Lord,
turn
right?
Turn to the Lord.
Now let's look at this. Let's go to our Bibles and see what the Word of God has to say. You all might be thinking this is my opinion. So I never want to speak on just opinion. I have an opinion, but I want to speak from the Word of God. So let's go to the Word, and let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 6. I'm going to ask little songbird, pastor, sister, friend, sometimes mother, Annalisa Jones, read for us, please, Hosea 6, verse 1 and 2.
Hosea 6, verse 1 and 2
please.
Tells us, come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. All right. This text in Hosea 6 is also appropriate. It's appropriate for, as anything, in explaining the plight of mankind today. That's what it's saying. Because it speaks of God tearing us. It says he's tearing us, as in tearing us down. But then it says, but he also heals us, okay? So he tears you down, but he builds you up.
Amen.
I like to say that God is a mathematician. He knows how to reduce people to their lowest fractions and make them into a whole number. And see, that's what we're seeing in here, okay? He tears us down, but then he's healing us. That means that mankind sometimes now, has to be brought down. Sometimes we have to be brought down before we can ever be lifted up. The Bible teaches us that. The next line in this scripture says, he has stricken us, but he'll also bind us up. You see what I mean? So God strickens us, or he allows us to go through some things, then he builds us up and makes us stronger for it. You see what I mean? This is what we're talking about. And this, of course, tells us that the Lord will at all times, not at all times. Let's just say the Lord at times will allow certain trauma or certain tragedy in the lives of human beings in order to what? Get us to a point of growth, to bind us up, to gather us to himself. Just like a child, when they go out too far, you yell for them to come back. Or you clap your hand, hey! And then you get their attention, don't you? Or did I wake some people up?
Attention.
That's right. Okay? And so if you look at verse 2, you can't help but see that the scripture, this scripture is also figuratively reminiscent of Jesus' resurrection on the third day. Did you read part verse 2?
After 2 days, mm-hmm. he will revive us. Uh-huh.
After two days,
he will revive
he
us.
He will revive
on
us.
On the third day,
and on the third
he
day,
will raise us up.
He will raise
that
us
that we may live in his sight.
That we may live in his sight. You see, that's figurative speaking, the foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, saying that Jesus also was raised on the third day and gave us everlasting life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see
that's
what I mean?
That's a benefit.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's a benefit. So you see, we can look at God and say, oh man, God is mean. No. God means for us to live. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the difference, okay? Live a holy life, consecrated and set apart. His own special people.
Special people.
Set to proclaim the praises of him who called you into darkness, out of darkness, and into his marvelous light. That word tells us.
Yes.
In 1 Peter 2:9. It tells us we were once not a people, but now we're the people of God.
Hallelujah. Benefit.
We once had not obtained mercy, but now we've obtained mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Another benefit.
God has mercy on you, and he wants you to know it.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to know that he has a way made for you throughout whatever might happen. And I'm telling you, in this world, anything could happen from day to day. But God says, fear not, I'm with
fear
you.
Not.
Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. Yes, I will. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's what he says. And he means it. He said, a plague might come through the neighborhood. There might be a drive-by shooting. There might be a sickness. There might be something. But I've got you in the palm of my hand. Do you believe me? That's what he's saying.
Glory to God.
Absolutely true.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
So this verse, if you read your Bible, read this Bible, the resurrection on the third day. He rose up. He made it possible for us to now rise up through whatever and return to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay? That's what we're talking about.
Thank you,
so this is, in fact, if you don't know it, if you didn't know it, this is a call to repentance.
That's what it is.
That scripture in Hosea, apply it to what's going on now. This is a call to repentance.
That's exactly what it is.
People have some time to think things over now. God took away your sports. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Not in sports.
You can't watch nobody dribble. And your chin's been dribbling ever since. Down, you ain't got no sport. God, he put us in a place to listen to him. Amen.
That's what he did.
That's what he's talking about, okay? So this is, in fact, a call to repentance for all of us in the world. See, it affects all of
everybody.
Us. What you have to understand is those of us who are saved, we rely on the word of God. He said, but it will not come near you. No evil shall befall you.
That's his promise.
Because spiritually, we are set in the Lord. Spiritually, we're grounded and founded in Jesus Christ. Spiritually. Okay? We may not like some things. Some things may not taste good to us. But spiritually, we're set. And we have to depend on the solid rock and stand on the rock of Jesus Christ.
To God be the glory.
Yes. So this is what it's saying. It's a call to repentance for all of us across the world. A reminder, if you will, of how God stands by continually monitoring. Get this now. God monitors the hearts of his people. He monitors the hearts of men and women in order to bring his creation back to him. There's a scripture in the Bible that says a man's heart plans his own way, but God directs his steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think that's in Proverbs 16:9. And there's another scripture in Proverbs 19:21 that said the heart of man has many plans, but it's the plans of God, the counsel of God, that will stand.
Amen.
You see what I mean? So God, he knows what we want to do. He knows what we think we're going to do. But he's monitoring your heart. He already knows your heart, but he wants you to learn about your heart. He wants us to see that, okay? Mm-hmm. You see, friends, the heart of a man is just like that old song. There was a song growing up called The Sly, the Slick, and the Wicked. Mm-hmm. Back before I was saved, it was an old rhythm and blues song. I'm not going to sing it. Don't worry about it. Pastor, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's our heart. It's sly, it's slick, and it's wicked. It's all so wicked, okay? Now, by this time, we all should know that the heart is characterized as being wicked. But I want Pastor to take us to Jeremiah 17, Pastor Annalisa, and could you read for us Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10, please?
Jeremiah 17,
just to remind, there may be some people on here that don't know it.
And 10 tells us in Jeremiah that the heart is deceitful above all things.
Above all things.
Above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Who can know it?
Who can know it?
That's a rhetorical question.
I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doings.
Already. Thank you, Pastor. See that? You all see that, okay?
I see it.
So this scripture boldly asserts that the heart of mankind is not only deceitful, but it's deceitful above all things.
All things.
Your little ticker. Your little...
Every boom, chamber.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. That's a tricky little thing. It's saying it's deceitful above all things. And on top of that, the Bible says it's desperately wicked.
Desperately
wicked. It's not just wicked, but it's desperately wicked. And when something is desperately wicked, you better be desperate about checking into it. Because you can't trust something desperately wicked. That means it's wicked above being wicked, okay? It's like wicked to the fifth degree, okay? So it says we cannot even know our own hearts. Mm-hmm. And that means we can, now this is what it means. I said all that to say this. That means that we could be living our lives, going around through life, being led by our hearts. And that is as wicked as the day is long. You could be fueled by something that is just not good for you and it's not good for anybody else. If we look at it, if we're led by our own heart. And that makes sense when you look at it. When you look at all the sinful proclivities and habits that people have immersed themselves in from the beginning of man all the way, since the fall of man rather, all the way up to 2020, the year that we're in now. If you look back, you'll see that it makes sense that the heart, it's a heart issue, our hearts, okay? I'm not even going to try to list all the wicked and evil, self-serving things which are prevalent in our society today. Even in this current situation, even through the pandemic, even when people are sequestered in their homes, we ought to be glad to see one another. We ought to be glad to see another human being. We ought to want to say all for one and one for all. And I know that happens a bit, but I'll tell you, even in the midst of this pandemic, for example, I went out and you know people were fighting over toilet paper. You know they were fighting. They were fighting. They were fighting over tissue paper. And I didn't know it, but Pastor Annalisa and I went out one morning and we went to Target to get some napkins and to get some other things for the house and things like that. And there was a line of people.
Early in the morning,
like 6 a.m. Wonder who goes to Target at 6 a.m.? We did. But let me tell you something. It was lined up. We were about the 14th people there. And there were people with their shopping carts and they had gotten in a line. They were trying to do things decently and in order. So their hearts at that moment were, I figure, in the right place. But guess what? Here comes a lady, and she grabs her basket, and she walks, as she's looking, very slowly, she looks from one person to another, and she walks right up to the front of the line, waiting for the door to open. The store hadn't opened up. And you know people started moving around and jockeying into position. This one woman's heart wasn't in the right place. It was so obvious. And people, you could see people mumbling like, you know what, when their door open up, she's going to be underneath that basket that she's got, but we're running over. You know that woman, that day at Target, that's what she became when she went to the front of the line, okay? She was almost the same thing that's on the name of the store. A Target, okay? But I'm saying God doesn't approve of this type of behavior, but it's the heart is what I'm trying to get
Definitely
to.
Wicked.
The heart. This was a little, this was just a normal little lady, and she, of all these people in line, you don't go to the front of the line, but it's your heart will have you thinking it's all about you. It's all about me. It's all about my comfort. It's all about what I want. So that's why mankind, what we're doing and what we're doing across the world, we're finding out, is getting a big thumbs down from our Creator when compared to what the Lord desires for His people.
Amen.
So let's do this. Let's go to the book of Romans now. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. There's some good things in Romans that will explain some of this. Let's go to Romans 1. Pastor, can you take us to verses 28 to 30, please?
Romans
chapter 1. And let's talk about that.
1 verses 28 to 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers.
Backbiters,
haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
Oh, man. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
And you see, I didn't want to go through the whole thing, but you can't. You just got to look at this if we want to know what's going on, if we want the truth. And I know. Some people don't want to hear the truth. They'd rather you just lie to them, but I can't lie to you. I've been commissioned by God to preach this word. I've been commissioned to give you truth, okay? We stand on truth. The name of this church is Spirit of Truth. God named this church. We didn't name it, okay?
Amen.
So I've got to tell the truth. It says that in this scripture right here, we see, and most times when I'm using this scripture in Romans, I begin at the top. But this time I went to the bottom. I usually go to the top of this scripture where it says that for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. I usually go up there, but I went directly to the end. The Lord had me go to the ending verses of this text in order to summarize or encapsulate for you all just how contrary to God this world in which we live has become. These things that are down at the bottom, they put together, they summarize everything that's at the top, okay, of this scripture, starting from Romans 1, 18, all the way down. They summarize it. You see, these last few verses in Romans chapter 1, they actually serve to gather together the previous verses in this text from 18 on down, as if to sweep. It's as if to sweep the sinful and wicked practices of man into a nice, tidy pile, ready to be thrown in the trash. That's what it is. It's telling you the things that we have to get rid of. It's telling you the things that we got to get off of us.
Amen.
You know? Amen. You got to get that stuff off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When you've been in a coal mine, you got to get cleaned up.
Amen. When you turn to the Lord your God and obey His voice, the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which He swore to them. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. Walk with us through the Bible Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of Turn to the Lord with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.